Dedication. Dedication. What is dedication all about? Can we be dedicated to our life? Can we be dedicated to our family? Can we be dedicated to our world? Can we be dedicated in every single way to having everything be whatever it is designed to be by the ideal designer? Well, the answer is we can. The only thing we have to decide is what is important for us. What is important for us to be working on in our life? What is important for us to have as our dedication? Now, I'm a dedicated person to being a man, because I'm a man. And I'm a dedicated person to being a human being, because I'm a human being. And I'm a dedicated person to being a divine being, because I'm a divine being. I'm dedicated to everything in life that is a representation of the illusion that I am. Now, I can live on this life of illusion all that I want, and I'll find one illusion after another to sparkle my attention, and I'll follow it, and I'll be interested in it. But could I settle down for just a moment and say to myself, what is my real self? Who am I? What's my purpose in being here on planet Earth? Why do I have any purpose at all? Why am I not just a cell that exists and is born and dies? Well, to many of us, that's what it seems like we're to do. I saw a documentary the other night, and it was about animals. Animals all in the world and their strange partners. The strange partners that animals have. And one thing that inspired me so greatly was to see this horse. And the horse was over 40 years old. He was well past his prime, but he was put out to pasture. And this home took him in, who took care of animals who were out to pasture, who had nothing more to live for, or who had something to live for. They were interested in just helping animals. And the horse was blind in one eye. This happened just so suddenly that he was surprised. Well, there was a goat, and this goat took a liking to this horse for some reason and wanted to be his pal. And this goat decided that he's going to be the eyes of this horse who was having difficulty seeing things that he used to see. And the goat worked with the horse and led him to pastures and worked with him and snuggled him and just liked him very much. A goat and a horse. Who ever heard of such an interesting thing? Well, then the horse went totally blind. And for 4 years, the horse was totally blind. And the goat, for 4 years, led that horse around to find the pastures, to find good grazing places, always walking in front of it so it would know how to follow it, always standing around it, taking care of it. That was the goat's dedication. The goat became dedicated to the horse because he liked the horse. And he saw something in that horse that none of us would perhaps see. But he saw a friend. He saw someone who would enjoy his help. Didn't need it. The horse would get along. But so much better if he had his eyes in the goat. And the goat decided to be his eyes. And the goat hung around with no one else but the horse. The goat was dedicated to the horse. And then the horse died after 4 years. And the goat smelled the horse lying there, no longer having life in him. And the goat walked away to go on with doing other things. But so long as that horse breathed one breath, that goat was at his side, dedicated to being his eyes. dedicated to loving him. And the horse wanted the goat, enjoyed the goat, felt that the goat was his dearest friend. Now, why did they build up such a relationship like that? And why did the relationship go on after the horse lost his sight and could no longer be a participant in many things that the goat and the horse had done together? But the goat stayed with the horse because the goat was dedicated to his friend. He was dedicated to helping him, to taking care of him. How many of us take care of our grandparents or members of our family who fall afoul of some problem in life? How many of us are dedicated to them and take care of them and make them feel that life is worthwhile? Do we just want to abandon them to a rest home? Do we just want to abandon them to some place where they will teach them how to work with their condition, that they're getting old or that they have problems? What do we want to do in life? What sort of dedication do we have? Now, we don't have to go around being a goat for a blind horse and guiding him around. We don't have to take in our grandparents or our parents or our family or our friends who have problems. We can. But once we decide to be interested in them and love them and take care of someone who has a problem, once we dedicate ourselves to that, that dedication is not feeling sorry for yourself that you have to have this person to take care of, not feeling sorry for yourself that you have to be in this world and that all of your fun time is taking care of this person, all of your joy time is taking care of this person, all of your spare time is taking care of this person, and your full time perhaps even is taking care of this person more than you know. You rush home to do whatever they need to do. You rush into their lives to be a joy and be loving. Now, can you do that? Is that a dedication you want? Do you have a dedication to be a musician? And so you dedicate yourself to the hours that it takes to practice, practice, practice until you make those divine songs in you yours, and then you play them for the world. Your dedication is a father or a mother. Did you decide that you wanted to have children and that you're going to raise these children in the same beautiful way that you were raised? Have you had that dedication for yourself? Could you take that dedication, or did you say, no, I don't want children. I just want to live this life and do my own program, do my own thing? Well, many people are like that, and that's just fine. But what sort of dedication do you have in life? It can be a dedication to be happy, a dedication to see all the world peace and love and happiness. In all the ways that we think of these things, they're beautiful and they're good. We learn about being one-pointed. We learn about discipline. We learn about dedication. We learn about happiness. We learn about harmony. And we learn about success and wholeness and peace and right action, and right relationships, and contentment. We learn about all those things. But we are all those things when we are being ourselves and having fun. When we are dedicated to being ourselves and having fun, dedicated to whatever it is we choose. And whatever it is we choose is what our dedication is. And it's a wonderful thing, a joyous thing, a happy thing, a marvelous thing, a fantastic thing. It's who we are. It's who you are. It's who I am. It's what we are. And all that matters is that we are dedicated to ourselves. Say, I'm dedicated to being myself and having fun. I'm dedicated to living my life in every beautiful manner. I like me, I like me, I like me. How often we've said that. And when we're dedicated to liking ourselves, we find that everything works out harmonious for us. Turn your attention toward your self-dedication and watch the magic of life build in your life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so fantastically that everything you do is a joy. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.